It means that Lady Liberty is calling hungry dogs from all over the world to come to America's shores and eat sausage. Hungry dogs from Texas and Canada Dry and Bovina, Mesopotamia and Potawatomi, Italy and France and everywhere. Even Vega. She's calling them, us, to come and share her bounty of yummy sausage. And all at once I realized that little Alfred looked exactly like the Statue of Liberty and... And all at once, and before my very eyes, the sausage just vanished. Alfred's eyes came around and he stared at his thumb and finger where the little piggy sausage had once resided, shall we say, where it had been only moments before. His puzzled gaze drifted around to, well, to me, you might say, and I gave him a big good morning smile as if to say, oh, hi, nice day, huh? He stared at his empty hand.
Where'd my sausage go?
Sausage? Had he? Oh yes, of course, the sausage. Remember that little piggy sausage? He'd been holding it in his hand and apparently a sudden gust of wind had... The wind was coming up, see, and you know this Texas wind. Boy, if you're not careful, it'll blow things right out of your... He scowled and looked down at the ground. Good thinking. If the wind had blown the sausage out of his hand, it probably would have fallen to the ground. I leaped to my feet and rushed to the scene of the accident. I lowered my nose to the ground and activated our emergency locator program. We use it for special deals anytime something gets lost. You know, missing children, important pieces of evidence, articles of clothing, stuff like that. I switched on the ELP and proceeded to sniff out the whole area around his feet. By George, if the boy's sausage had fallen to the ground, we were going to find it, even if it took days or weeks. These kids need a good, nourishing breakfast. I searched and searched, sniffed and sniffed, but after searching and sniffing for hours and hours... Okay, a minute or two. I came up with nothing, not even a trace of the elusive sausage. My heart was almost broken. The poor lad. I lifted my head and beamed him a look of deepest sadness. Alfred, it grieves me deeply to tell you this, but the sausage has disappeared without a trace. I'm sorry. I went to slow and caring wags on the tail section, just to let him know that, well, even though my heart was broken, my tail still worked. That doesn't sound right. I wanted him to know through wags and tragic expressions on my facial situation that my heart was broken over this deal. I studied his face to see if my presentation was, selling. I held my breath. His eyes narrowed into slits.
Hanky, did you eat my sausage?
Who, me? Eat his... Hey, who had rushed to the scene of the tragedy to share his pain and search for the missing sausage? Me! And now he was wondering if I had...